council meeting for February the 27th. I'd like to begin by excusing council members Glover and Luna, who are absent but excused. We will begin the meeting by standing and please join in a moment of silence. Afterwards, Councilmember Freeman will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Tonight, we're going to begin our meeting by recognizing the Arizona Wing of the Civil Air Patrol. They were recently awarded the 2016 National Emergency Management Volunteer Organization of the Year Award by the International Association of Emergency Managers. The CAP's Falcon Composite Squadron 305, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Bob Ditch, who is present here, I know, is based out of Falcon Field and recently celebrated their 50th year of service to the Mesa community. The volunteers of this group do things that most of our citizens don't even realize, such as search and rescue for missing persons, disaster response, forest fire response, and homeland security support. We're honored to recognize their more than 65 members tonight for their numerous achievements and contributions to the city of Mesa. So thank you very much. I invite you forward to the podium, if you could please come forward, and I'd be happy to present Lieutenant Colonel Ditch with an award and to take a photograph.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Maybe we'll hold this.
This is actually for the city council.
Oh,
our appreciation of 50 years supporting us at Falcon Field.
Okay, well, I thought you were the one getting the award tonight.
Well, it already is up on the wall.
But okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, then on behalf of the city council, I am appreciative and I accept this award.
You mind if we get a photo with some of my staff?
Oh, no, please. Guys, please, gentlemen, down. Yes. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Shall we blank the award here?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Major? Have you, the deputy's on this side.
Yes. If possibly some of that wasn't on the microphone, I should say that I thought I was presenting an award. We were actually receiving an award. So on behalf of the council, we appreciate the CAP expressing their appreciation for our support. The award that they receive is already on the wall, they said, back at their place. So thank you again and congratulations. And congratulations to Corinne Nystrom, our great Falcon Airport director that was part of this contingency as well. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is to take action on our consent agenda. So I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Kevin?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Mesa Toy Foundation, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 22nd at Sloan Park, 2330 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for CVS Pharmacy, 2807 North Power Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Village of Elgin Winery, one-day wine festival, Saturday, March 4th at Sunland Village, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for credit score, identity fraud protection, and skip tracing services for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for audience view-hosted ticketing system for the Mesa Arts Center. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement audio-visual digital signal processing system as requested by the Arts and Culture Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for t-shirts, artwork, and graphics for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for vector control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty truck with a utility bed for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4G, act on re-award of the three-year term contract for spray marking paint for the materials and supplies Supply Warehouse for various city departments. Item 4A, checked on 3-year term contract for backflow testing and repair services for various city departments. Item 4I, act on 2-year term contract for tires for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4J, act on a contract to purchase 4 Chevrolet Tahoes, 3 replacements and 1 addition for the Police Department. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase light-duty pickup trucks, 2 replacements and 1 addition for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant funds. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase 1 additional heavy-duty truck with solid waste roll-off container system for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4M, act on 1-year renewal contract for illuminated street name signs and maintenance services for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on 1-year renewal contract for electric line clearance and tree trimming removal services for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4O, act on 3-year term contract for Class 800 commercial gas meters for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4P, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement meter test boards for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4Q, act on 1-year renewal contract for original equipment manufacturer, heavy-duty equipment repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4R, act on 1-year term contract for repair and maintenance parts for the Denora Chlorine System for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4S, act on 1-year term contract for Hayward Gordon Repair Parts for screw centrifugal pumps for the Water Resources Department. Item 4T, act on contract to purchase 13 replacement chemical feed pumps for the Brown Road Water Treatment Plant for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4U, act on contract to purchase replacement gas chromatograph mass spectrometer for the Water Resources Department. Item 4V, act on contract for generator rebuild at the Northwest Water Reclamation Plant for the Water Resources Department. Item 4W, act on contract for Pioneer Park Improvements Guaranteed Maximum Price Number 1. This project is funded by the 2012 authorized parks bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport for the development of the 7300 through 7500 blocks of East Ray Road, which will be purchased by Gateway Properties of Arizona LLC, the property holding company for Euro Contempo Cabinetry LLC, a European-style cabinet and materials manufacturing company. Item 6A, act on resolution declaring modified wastewater terms, rates, fees, and charges for city-owned utility services filed with the city clerk to be a public record and providing availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance adopting modified wastewater terms, rates, fees, and charges for city-owned utility services, schedules SM 3.1, 4.1, 7.1, 7.4, 9.1 and 9.2, which expands eligibility criteria. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Mulberry Parcel 5, Phases 1 and 2, the 10,100 through 10,300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road. This is located east of the northeast corner of Guadalupe and Crisman Roads. And item 7B, act on subdivision plat, Plaza de Fiesta, the 2,700 to 2,800 blocks of South Alma School Road, located north and west of the northwest corner of Alma School and Guadalupe Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I do note that Councilmember Freeman has already made a motion for approval. Is there a second? Thank you. That was probably not Mr. Glover. Who made the second?
That was me.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, or please cast your vote. Okay, we have council members Luna and actually Glover. Luna and Glover are absent, and the remaining votes are all in favor of the consent agenda, so that passes. Right? Got it, okay. The next item on our agenda is item 8, and this is the public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for the proposed annexation case A16-002, which involves approximately 36.58 acres of property located south of Main Street and west of Ellsworth Road. I declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, has there been any requests to speak on this item?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you. Do any council members have anything they'd like to address relative to this hearing? Hearing none, I declare the public hearing closed. So just for informational purposes, that application can now proceed forward and there's no action item for us to take at this time. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 9, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, has there been any requests to speak?
No requests.
There has been none. That being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Mr. Freeman seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.